Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Up here. I got like one second. Alright. Yeah, I got like all kinds of like crazy stuff happening over here with technical. There's been a storm came through the A today, so it knocked on my power out, but I'm back. In any event, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded. Hold on, let me get the music together. Thanks for tuning into the show. Really appreciate it. Hold on. Let me get my music loaded back up here. Yeah, it's been storming in there. Hold on, let me get my background popping. Okay, yeah. I just like to always start off with this particular beat right here. Beat by the Track Pros. It goes hard. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Thanks again for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzom. Alright. Gonna have a little fun tonight. Gonna talk a little shit. You feel me? I had this whole thing set up where I was gonna have all these, you know, crazy animal sound effect type things for this show. And then a tornado warning and a storm came through and knocked my power out. And so that was the end of that. But and also, I had to start 1 hour late today, not starting my normal time. For those of you who are wondering, if y'all just tuning in, like, what the hell happened? No, I wasn't late for work. If you read my blast and my post today, it said that I was going to be starting the show at 9 p.m. instead of 8. Because I had to attend my son's basketball banquet thingy for his league. You know what I'm saying? The season is over. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of stuff that daddy's got to do. My son's the MVP, hands down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying. If it weren't for my son, they would have got blew out every game. That's all I'm saying. So shout out to my son, you feel me? You know what I mean? Ball hard, you dig? Alright, so enough of that. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio again. I really appreciate it. Thanks for you guys going to be tuning in to the line late tonight. You feel me? That's going to hang around with me late because I had to get this late start. You feel me? But it's all good. I really appreciate it. You dig? All right. Thank you. You're welcome. You're joining me from the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official page to the show. Shout out to everybody that's listening to this via the podcast who can't listen to this during my live hours because you got to work the third shift. Or you got to take care of the kids and put them down for bed. Whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? You can't catch me during the live hours. But you're checking out the podcast that you can get from iTunes or from the actual site. You feel me? I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your support. You feel me? All right? Of course, K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Chainless Entertainment is my independent label and organization and multimedia conglomerate. I'm the CEO. I'm the boss. Once again, my name is Blizzom. I'm the host of the show and the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. You know what I mean? Let me get one thing clear. My motherfucking vice president and co-host, Pete Reg, is my motherfucking nigga. Just because Pete Reg has not been on the show has absolutely nothing to do with our friendship or his role in Chainless Entertainment. I don't know who's spreading these fucking rumors. The fuck is wrong with you people? You need to get some business about yourself. You need to find something else to worry about. We got this over here, motherfucker. All right? That's for anybody who's listening. Just in case you want to fucking know. Nosy motherfuckers. You worry about the wrong thing. This is us over here. This shit scarred on us. Not you! Okay. I'm moving on. I want to remind everybody. Of course, K1's Internet Radio. We're, We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. You feel what I'm saying? We're in iTunes as a in the iTunes store as a podcast. You feel me? So you guys got to check that out. You feel what I'm saying? If you're on MySpace, the MySpace site is www.myspace.com/K100radio. You feel me? www.myspace.com/K100radio. All right? That's the official MySpace site for the MySpace page for the show. You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/K100radio. You feel me? I finally got that. Instead of search for the K100 page, like, I finally went in there and got it to where, you know what I'm saying? All you gotta do is just type in facebook.com, you feel me, /K100radio. All right? facebook.com/K100radio. The letter K, the number 100, all right? That's the number that's how you get to the show. It was more complicated and difficult because it had all those little numbers at the end of it and all that. Yeah, fuck all that. I went in there, got it fixed. So now all you got to do is go to facebook.com/K100radio. That's how you get to the official Facebook page for the show, all right? So once again, you guys check me out on MySpace, become my friend on MySpace, like the page on Facebook. Also, subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes section, in iTunes, all right? All you got to do is go to iTunes.com, launch the software. You know how this works if you got it. I'm not going to break it down because if you got iTunes, you should know how to work it. Go to iTunes, go into the iTunes store, up under the podcast section, type in the search, K100 Radio, all right? We'll pop up. When you see the middle finger, that is us. You get it? Subscribe to it. It's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, when you do that, every episode that you miss the K100, which, you know, I got 100, this is 100, episode 160.
Hold on.
Yeah, episode 164, right? I got so many of them, man. The numbers are just rambling together. Episode 164. If you haven't caught all the other ones, then you can download automatically with just a click of one button to your iPod or to your hard drive or whatever. The shows are about 2 hours in length, but they're in mono, so they don't take up a lot of space, about half the size of a song, you feel me, which is about 19, 20 megabytes per episode, so it's not going to eat up a whole bunch of hard drive space, all right? So, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and download all the episodes that you haven't heard and that you didn't catch because you didn't know about K100 or whatever. We got some good ones, man. You got to go back. I got so many good ones, I hate to go back and say, check this one, because then when I do that, people be like, yeah, that one was cool, but man, I remember I like this one, and I'm like, you know, just go back and check them all, man. You know what I mean? And I got a lot of great episodes, and the shows are just as entertaining, even if you can't call in and talk. Just listening to some of the shit some of these motherfuckers say, some of the shit I say, some of the topics we talk about real shit, everything from pussy to politics. You dig? All right, moving right along. Let's see. Oh yeah, artist. Producers, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. Send me your music now. Some artist sent me some music last week, and they hit me up over the weekend. I was going to play it last week, but I hadn't heard the music yet. I said, just send it to me, and I'll try and get it on this week. I listened to it, and it was good music, but it was totally nowhere near closely related to any. It was just... they were serious songs talking about politics and life on some movement type shit, and I was talking about some wild, outlandish, funny shit. So I just wouldn't mesh. All right, I'm gonna get your music. You send me your music. I may not play it exactly right away, but A, I will get it on. B, you must call the fucking show to get your shit played, and you must blast it out on your Twitter, Facebook, and all that to get your shit played. And last but not least, C, send me some good music. Do not send me any trash. If you see me any trash, if you see me any bullshit, you know how this works, right? 100 and some episodes, you know the rules. Don't send me no bullshit. Send me some good music. But in any event, the email address to the show, k100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send it. Send it in the MP3 format. Had to tell somebody, y'all can't run your shit. You sent me a Windows Media file. MP3 format. That's all I'm accepting. Not WAV, not AIFF, none of that other shit. MP3, not Windows Media. That's the one that I always get. People always sending me Windows Media files. I can't play that I can't play that. I can only play MP3s on the show, all right? So send me your music. Make sure it's good. I'll play it when I get a chance to, but it will get played. I haven't not played anything yet. I may not have played it when you thought I was going to play it because something else happened, and I played a song that was pertaining to what I was talking about on the show, but I will play your song. But you must indeed call the show. You must indeed blast K100 Radio out on your Twitter and your Facebook and your MySpace in order for me to show you that love. That's how this works. It's a cross-promotion. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. You promote K100, I promote you to my over 20,000 downloads and plays, my couple hundred listeners that I got, my over 50 callers each episode. All right? That's how it works. That's a rule. It's not bending. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the episode. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 165. I got, you know, my bad. Also, by the way, just in case some of you people on the phone lines have never checked the show out, if you're listening on the internet, it's also Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yo! Your chance to vent on K100 episode, K100 Radio, every Monday. This is the part of the show. This is the day that I let people call in, and we're going to be talking about a specific topic, which is episode 160. Wait a minute, what is this? 165 or 64? What the fuck am I doing? You know, I got to get my shit together. That power outage just messed me all up today, for real. Anyway, this episode that we're talking about, people for the extreme, people extreme for these animals, all you motherfuckers that treat your damn dogs like people, eating at your table, walling all in your fucking bed. Oh yeah, I'm ready for you motherfuckers. But also, it's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays. Yeah. Alright? This is the chance where you get to call in and just talk about whatever the fuck pissed you off for the week, for the weekend, alright? Of course, I'm going to ask you the questions, and I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. We're going to jump right into it. But just keep in mind, this is also every Monday on K100 Internet Radio. You can call in and tell me about the goddamn really, really fat chick who had a goddamn miniskirt on looking a fucking hot mess. Yeah. The dude who you let buy one drink for you at the club, and that nigga wouldn't leave you alone for the rest of the night. Yeah. All right. Your baby mama that dropped your kids off over to her goddamn broke ass goddamn friend house so she can go out and party, knowing this bitch goddamn dirty as a motherfucker and all kind of shit like that, but she wanna go out so damn bad she done dropped the baby off with this bitch. Yeah. Of course. This is for the baby daddies who never watched their fucking kids. Yeah. All kind of shit. Whatever's grinding your gears, as Peter Griffin would say. Whatever's getting on your fucking nerves. K100 Internet Radio. Every Monday. Your chance to go ahead and go mash the motherfucker. Yeah. Just give him the yah and the three piece. You dig? All right. So let's get into it. I'm reading from the synopsis of the show. For those of you who don't know how this works either. Beginning of every show, I read a breakdown of what I'm talking about for this episode. And this is also the same thing that you can go and read at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 for each episode so you know what the fuck I'm finna talk about. All right, let's do it. People extreme for these damn animals. I'm just mashing y'all off the top. And I'm reading now. I'm not an animal hater. So pump your fucking brakes. I'm not. I had pets growing up, okay? I had dogs. You know what I'm saying? I've never put puppies in the oven. Alright? I don't think it's funny when somebody puts puppies in the oven. If you ever put a puppy in the oven, if you ever just maimed an animal for just no fucking reason, except you're just an evil motherfucker, yeah! This is for you. I'm not that guy. I want to be clear about that before I go any further. Okay? I don't feel like animals are the scum ring around your tub. I know they're living creatures. Okay? They breathe. Do they have feelings? I don't know. Feelings? Souls? We'll get into all that, but still. I don't feel like animals are the scum ring around your tub. I don't think we as a species, us human beings, have been kind to the other couple million species on the planet by any stretch of the imagination since we've been here. We've came to kill and destroy not only the other species, but the fucking planet and our damn selves. That's true. We're some motherfuckers. Alright? But still. Some of you motherfuckers, some of you damn people out here, some of you fucking Peter loving, some of you fucking people, man, are out of control. You are extreme. All right, this for people extreme for some damn animals. All right, some of you human beings need to get a fucking grip quickly. Some of you people take your love for animals and pets way too far. See, is that a lot crazy how some people treat their pets better than other human beings? I mean, what the fuck, man? Really? You actually think your dog, or cat, or parrot, or ferret, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, is worth more than another human life? Oh, don't give me this bullshit about all living things are created equal, blah, 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 blah. Shut the fuck up. Okay? And I don't even give a fuck if you don't believe in God and you believe we came from apes. I don't give a shit. You're not going to tell me a fucking dog's life is more important than mine. You motherfucker. Okay, I'm already getting riled up. Because this is a group of people. I hate these motherfuckers like I hate the Ku Klux Klan. I'm telling you. These motherfuckers really dig, really get on my fucking nerves. They really make me sick. They annoy me. Maybe not as much as the Klan, but close. Okay, so anyway. You know, we know these people are out here, all right? They show their ridiculous, insane faces, you know what I'm saying, a lot during the Mike Vick saga. You know what I'm saying? When the Mike Vick shit popped off, these motherfuckers came out the woodworks like fucking flies, nigga. They were just all of a sudden, everybody was dog lovers. Everybody, it was all so cruel. Now look, all right? I know they say Mike, not necessarily Mike, but the motherfuckers who was running the spot was electrocuting the dog. They had rape kits. They was drowning dogs when they lost. Look, this is why, when Mike went down, I wasn't as outraged as some of you niggas was like, he ain't did shit wrong. Whoa, wait a minute. I fought my dogs growing up too, but I ain't fucking drowned and electrocute them motherfuckers and put them in rape kits. I'm just saying, Mike, love you in the field, homie. Should not have done that. Alright? So, some people actually let their pets sleep with them, eat from their table, and they spend more money on their fucking vet bills than their own fucking healthcare. I mean, really, what the fuck? I'm not saying be cruel to animals here, people. Stop. Don't put words in my mouth, okay? I know that hanging, shocking, and drowning dogs is way too far over the top. Not cool, okay? But then some people like to mix that type of shit in with killing animals for food. Yeah. The same people who out there picketing against Mike Vick are the same people who telling me if you kill a chicken or a cow to make a burger or a goddamn two-piece, it's the same motherfucking thing. Now, see, here you go. Here you fucking go comparing apples and oranges. All right? I'm not really just targeting pet lovers per se. I'm talking about extreme people, okay? People extreme for these animals. And we'll talk about what the fuck is extreme. See, that's what the whole show is about. Because you might be an extreme motherfucker and you don't know about it. But I'm here to help you out. Help you understand that you have an issue and you have a problem tonight on the show. All right? Okay? Throwing a red can of paint on someone's fur coat should not only get your ass whooped, but it is just going too far. All right? To say you protested some shit. All right? Some of you card carrying members of the real Peter are just some idiots, in my opinion. To me, it's an extremist group, all right? And you're annoying the hell out of me and a whole bunch of other fucking people. Find some human beings to save, why don't you? Do something with your time. Oh, if I don't do it, who will? Motherfucker, who cares? But I guess starving kids in Africa just don't measure up to those mutts at your local dog pound. So here it goes. Here are the questions for the callers. Do people who treat animals like people annoy you? Question number two. What are some things that they do that you think are extreme? Like, give me examples. This question number two is the one. Like, tell me something that you see people do with animals and pets that's like, get the fuck out of here. My number one pet peeve is people who let dogs sleep in their beds. Don't give me the bullshit about if it's properly groomed. Fuck shit. It's a dog. It's going to always smell like a dog. It's going to go outside even when it pisses and sniff its nose and anything it wants to. And you're not going to wash its face every fucking time. And you're going to let it come in the bed and wallow all over your fucking sheets that you sleep on? You a fucking idiot. I'm ready for war tonight. Three. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel? For food? Question number four. Do you think hunting for sport is cruel? Hunting for sport, is that cruel? Alright? Now, hunting for sport, I'm actually kind of against hunting for sport. Little deer walking around in the middle of the damn forest and shit, Bambi and shit, chilling and shit, eating leaves and shit. You and your tobacco-spitting motherfucking homeboy over here have nothing better to do but go fucking shoot him with a bow and arrow just because it's deer season. Now, they do eat the deer, some of them, but some of them do it just for the trophies. I don't want to come home and see a fucking dead animal head over my fucking fireplace. I know it's a culture thing, which leads me to question five. What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals? What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals? Very good question. Very good question. Because you're going to have a whole bunch of niggas on the line tonight. Not black people, but a whole bunch of niggas who gonna start with the whole white people this, cracker that shit. Let me stop you right there. See, I know some motherfucking black people who goddamn do shit like this. See? Maybe not as many as white people, but I do know some black people who are some fucking idiots about these animals. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna say buying clothes for your dog puts you in that category. What up, Shay? You're first. Yeah. Oh, but of course.
Yep. People been shooting me all night long. I was like, no, he did not.
My gun's preloaded and ready just for you. I'm taking you first.
I know. You went and got a whole new round just for me. I know you did.
Yeah, I got a whole clip ready for you because you want to.
Yeah,
people.
I know you do.
Yeah, you want to.
I'm not an extremist. I'm not an extremist.
You're not an insane extremist. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you are an extremist. You are an animal extremist. Okay? You are an animal extremist. I'm going to ask you a series of questions too, Shay. You feel me?
Okay.
Just to expose you for what you are. So it won't be no misconception. So people won't
think
I'm just tripping.
Don't be asking me no biased questions either.
What do you mean biased questions? You buy clothes for your dog and put them on little sweaters and shit? It's a yes or no question.
Yes, damn it. She's a very small dog, and it gets cold.
It gets really? Really?
Yes. When it was 30 degrees outside, yes, I put her on her jacket that her auntie bought her.
How many beds does your dog have in your house?
She has two.
She has two. Do you know that little kids start who don't have one? Okay, so next question.
You know what? But if they lived in the house with me, they would probably have more than two.
No, they wouldn't. They just have one. You're not going to get two beds. You're not going to get two beds for a person. I don't know anybody who has two beds for their kids. Their kids have their bed. So why does your dog have two?
Well, she has a bed and she has a little lounge pillow because, you know, she can't get on furniture. She has like a little lounge pillow.
I'm sorry. The dog has a couch, ladies and gentlemen. My bad. My bad. The dog has a couch. I'm sorry. I mean to say, how many couches and beds does your dog have, Shay?
Well, she actually has a real bed, too, so let me clarify that. It's not just like a dog bed. It's like an actual little miniature bed for a dog.
Bed on it, right? Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just ready for you tonight. Okay, let me go ahead and get to the questions, because, you know, I'm not saying that you're going to go up and throw a can of red paint on J-Lo's nice $10,000 fur, okay?
But no, you're not that extreme.
You're one of these people who can be. You're one of these everyday people who can become annoying. Question number one: Do people who treat animals like people annoy you? Obviously, you don't annoy yourself, so I'm just going to skip that one.
No, they don't annoy me. Wait a minute. Now, the ones that like take them into the restaurants and stuff like that, that does annoy me because that's just nasty. Dogs don't need to be sitting at the table with you while you eat. I mean, I have to draw the line.
Not to be confused with eating at the table with you at home.
No, no, I don't. They should. Well, I guess if it's your house, you do what you want to. But let me know so I won't eat at your table. But my dog will not be sitting up at no table while I'm eating.
Do you feed your dog from the table while you're eating?
No, I do not, because that encourages her to beg.
Okay. All right. You're all right right there, because that's when you start crossing over and just ridiculous. Do you let your dog lick you in the face?
No, I can't stand that. As a matter of fact, when people come over and they play with her and they be, like, trying to do that kissy stuff, I tell them don't do that because I don't do dog kisses, and that's a no-no. Dogs should not be kissing you.
Do you let your dog get in your bed?
I don't let her, but she does sometimes.
She does get in your bed. Okay.
She'll jump up there, and I have to tell her to get back down, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't just say, come on up here, let's go to sleep.
I had dogs growing up. I had dogs growing up, and their ass was outside with dogs alone. I don't even like dogs in the house. I don't give a fuck if you got a little foo-foo-foo-foo, little foo-foo piece, little foo, I'm so foo-foo-foo-foo. Fuck that. Put his ass outside. Little motherfucker, little chihuahua, outside. In the garage, something. You ain't running around all my motherfucking house, shitting on the carpet and shit, like you wanted a family. Like you wanted the kids and some shit. Hell no. But that's just me. Maybe.
I don't have any kids.
I'm saying, the people with the fucking dogs and shit, all on the couches and shit, and cats all in the fucking fur and shit, all in the fucking house and shit, just get on my fucking nerves and shit. I don't want to come to your house, shawty. I really don't.
Now, see, there's a difference between dogs and cats. Some people, when they have their cats, because I had an issue with a roommate. Yes, cats climb on the counters and walk on top of, like, the refrigerators, and dogs do stay on the floor. I mean, they do walk on the floor. But you ain't going to catch a dog. Well, you shouldn't. I do not catch a dog climbing up on top of the
table.
Where I got to fix my food. And
a dog just can't simply, is not agile as a cat. That's why they don't get to some places that cats get. Okay?
Now, she can jump. She can jump, but she better not be jumping up there.
They jump on your couch and shit. Don't lie. They jump on your couch and your beds and shit when you have them in the house.
Yeah, that's why you have to break them. That's why I said she don't get on the furniture, but she know not to, not because she don't have the ability to.
Okay, all right. What are some extreme? I'm asking you this, even though this is kind of you, but what are some extreme things? What are some extreme things that you think are really extreme when it comes to people and animals, like how people treat animals? What's an extreme animal lover to you? Because if you're gonna call them, I can hear what your version of extreme is. Because I think you're extreme. What's your version?
Yeah, I know you think I'm extreme, but I'm not. I think extreme, like I said, the people that take their animals to, like, food places and who aren't respectful of other people, people who are not respectful of people, because not everybody likes animals. I mean, if you have a pet or whatever, everybody else may not necessarily like animals like that. And you can't just take them into other places like hospitals and things like that unless it's a pet friendly, what they call place.
Listen, you're saying that, but for the most part, you can't do that even if you want to, because they're going to have a no pets allowed policy. Anyway, you can't just walk into a fucking Applebee's with your dog. It's not going to happen. Okay? You feel me? So that's really that's kind of like common sense. Like, you feel me? No one can just walk into the average restaurant with their dog because they don't allow dogs in the fucking restaurant. Period. Point blank. So that's not really extreme. That's like, you know what I'm saying? You got to go to a special restaurant to even have your dog come in with you. No, that's not really the same.
On the beach, I've seen people, like, with their dogs in kind of questionable places. I mean, it's like, you know, they're not in there for, like, long periods of time. But still, to me, it's kind of like a kind of a common sense thing. I mean, you know, even if I, like, go for a ride and I put my dog in the back seat or whatever, I don't...
Come and tell me my dog has fur. It doesn't need a fucking sweater in the winter. Yeah, here you are, Shay. Here you are.
She has very thin fur. And she's low. Now, I have a miniature Dachshund. She's very low to the ground. You know how cold the ground gets when it's, like, 20, 30 degrees?
You're trying to rationalize buying a dog a sweater to me on my show while I'm actually murking you at the same time.
Actually, I wasn't the one that bought her first sweater. My sister did it. And she's not even a dog kind of person like me, I guess you could say.
You know why she bought a sweater? Because she knew it was something that you would bought or probably bought before, or something that you would actually indulge in. I've had a million dogs. Ain't nobody ever bought a fucking sweater for my dog because they know I like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Nigga, you could have goddamn bought me a bag of weed first, bitch. Anything.
Was your dog under 10 pounds?
What's wrong with you?
Was your dog under 10 pounds, though?
I don't shit if the dog was 1 pound.
Well, see, okay, now, a small body is going to get colder faster than a big body. You got to think about that.
Listen to what I'm saying. You talk as though it's a person, like it's going to get colder. It's smaller, like it's your baby, like it's a dog.
I know, but she does shiver. I've seen her shiver, and I feel bad because I'll have, like, if I'm outside taking her for a walk or something and it's cold, I got a coat on and layers and everything, and I'm taking her for a walk, just stretching her little legs, and she's just shivering. Yeah, she might need a little jacket.
Legs,
huh?
You should hear yourself. I'm going to play this. I hope you go back and listen to the fucking replay and listen to yourself, Shay. It's crazy how you talk. You talk as if
other people feel the same way I do about pets, too, because even though the damn Mardi Gras was going on or whatever this past weekend up here, my dog decided she wanted to join the parade. I took her outside to go potty, and there's people around talking out to my friends or whatever. She just goes and crosses the street like she's supposed to be in the parade. I was so embarrassed.
Question number three.
Thought it was so cute. Everybody thought it was cute. Well, I did put beads on it.
Let me ask you before we get to the last question. Did these happen to be white people that thought it was cute?
It was white people and black people. My friends thought it was cute. They was like, oh, look, she's in the parade too. And I was like, oh, my gosh, y'all don't encourage her. And I had to wait for the ROTC people to finish crossing so that I could, like, go out there and get her because she's just walking around in the street like she's part of the festivities.
Mm-hmm. I bet you wish you had your camcorder. Weren't you so proud? Okay.
No, I was embarrassed. I was calling her, and she was, like, playing with everybody, like, hey, this is playtime. Mm-hmm.
Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
No, not if it's for food because I love me some deer meat. I sure do. I'll eat up a venison steak in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Do you think hunting for sport is cruel?
Hunting for sport, yes. If you're going to eat it, I don't think it's cruel because, you know, you have to be able to sustain yourself. If you just want to put it on the wall, you can go buy a painting.
Stop. So here we go.
What?
You're saying, see, this is where the hunters are going to try and jump on me today. Because I know a lot of black people that hunt, too. And they hunt.
Yeah, I come from a family of hunters. My daddy and his folks, they all hunt.
Hold on, let me tell you why I think hunting is some bullshit, okay? First of all, we got grocery stores around this motherfucker, okay? This ain't the motherfucking third world country. We don't got to hunt no motherfucking deers to eat around this bitch, okay?
They don't sell rabbit and squirrels and raccoons and all that other wild stuff.
You don't have to eat it. Go get you a fucking steak, motherfucker, at the grocery store.
I don't like it, but they like it. From when people who grew up in the country way back when they were poor and they used to going out there hunting and stuff, that's what they have a taste for, so that's what they like to eat.
Like the polar bear cub meat. Is it okay to kill them? Huh? Little polar bear, little cute little white furry polar bear? Can we kill a polar bear, young polar bear meat and eat it? No. The point is, I don't think hunting for sport is I don't like it. People who go out here and these fucking goddamn... But see, this is the thing that killed me about the hunters. Some of the motherfucking hunters are the same people who was jumping all down Mike Vick's throat. Motherfucker, you motherfucking go out here and kill fucking defenseless ass deer while they roaming through the motherfucking woods and shit. You watch this shit for sport on ESPN on Saturday mornings and shit. And motherfucker, you over here protesting about Mike?
But wait a minute, though. Like I said, if they're going to eat the meat that they kill, then I really don't see anything wrong with that. Because even though they have options, everybody has options of what they want to eat. As long as they're going to use what they're killing, they're not just killing it just to say, hey, I killed something and I want to stuff it.
Let me tell you something. This is the bullshit that people try and feed you. But do you ever see the same motherfuckers who eat chicken? These same motherfuckers eat steaks and cows and shit and fish? Do you see these motherfuckers with cow heads over their motherfucking mantle? Do you see these motherfuckers with chicken heads?
I don't approve of glorifying it.
They're glorifying it when they do that. And these same people that's on these shows who go out and kill these deer, they stuff their heads and put them on top of their fucking fireplace.
See, I don't approve of that. I mean, if you don't eat it and, like, you want to use the fur for something and use the meat, you making use of what you kill, okay, that's all good.
We got polyester around this bitch. You just want to be a cool motherfucker and kill some shit. And you can't hunt niggas no more, so you got to go to deer. This is how I feel the hunter's mentality is. Some of them.
Black question.
At the same time. All right? I'm just saying. Last question. What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals? Now, you're an example of a black person, that's an extreme pet owner. Right? No black people who would look at you like you crazy, like moi and other people on the phone line. You see what I'm saying? The way you treat your dog, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But how much do you think, how much of a role really do you think race plays on how people treat animals? So my main question to you is, do you think black people are cruel, more cruel to animals than white people?
I don't think they're more cruel. I think that some black people are just they view animals differently than some white people. I think that's just how it is. I mean, I don't think that like a white person is more likely to have like a house full of animals and see absolutely nothing wrong with it. You're really not going to see that too much in a lot of black people's houses. Like, you're not going to see dogs, cats, ferrets, fish, birds. You know, you're not going to see a zoo for the most part. I mean, somebody might have a dog or a couple of dogs, or if they might have a cat or a couple of cats, or maybe a dog and a cat or a goldfish. You know, you're not going to see, like, multiple animals in a single dwelling in terms of, like, in the black population. That you will see that a lot in that. I mean, I won't say a lot, but more so in the white population. And I don't know why. I've just observed it.
Why do you think? You don't know why? I don't know why it is either. You feel me?
I don't really know why, but it is a fact.
I'm not going to talk to you from a black person perspective. I'm going to talk to you from a nigga perspective right now. Let me go into nigga mode real quick.
Okay.
Right? Nigga mode, okay? K100. See, the problem that niggas have with animals and the treatment of animals is because for a long time, we've seen white people, all right? And when I say white people, of course, you know, through the history throughout my show, you feel me? I made a distinct difference between being a white person and actually being a cracker. It's not the same thing, okay? You feel me? But I think for the most part, the crackers, you feel me, in this country, you feel me, have shown so much disdain for niggas. And shown at the same time, they've shown you countless times right up in our face that they revere their animal, their pet. They feel like their pet is more important than a black person's life. That over the years, embedded in our psyche throughout the years, in our community as black people and in the nigger kingdom, we said, man, them white folks care more about their goddamn dogs than they do us. So we was like, fuck you and your motherfucking dog. And I think that's where that whole shit comes from, actually, though. It comes
you know
from
what?
Way
I
back
think you're right.
When they stick their dogs on us and beat the shit out of us, okay? You feel what I'm saying? So I think our hatred and our disdain for dogs like that comes from that deep rooted racial shit back in the back part of the you know the dark history of the country. I think you know what I'm saying.
You know
that's
what?
Why
I think you're right.
Yeah. It's one of them subtle psychological things that people have to just really you have to when you sit down and think about it and look at it and analyze it, you can put your finger on it when you look at history. Dogs were used against us. Pet animals were used against us in so many negative ways that it's why during the years it was passed down to us. You feel what I'm saying? We treated them dogs like shit because they treated them motherfucking dogs better than us. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I can see that. That's
right. That's the nigga side of it. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's
the. I think for me, the way I see about my dog is because I was never allowed to like have a pet inside. We had like a fish or like a goat, I mean, you know, like a bird or whatever, but I always just wanted to have like a little puppy in the house. I never could. So now that I have my own place, I do.
All right.
Now, I have like little rules and things like that. Well, I guess I can't really say rules. I have, you know, I set ground.
Right.
You know, limitations where my dog can go, what she can do, and, you know, she don't be like all over shitting and peeing and tearing up stuff in my house and then.
But she does have a sweater, so. All right, next caller. Yeah, Shay's an extreme pet owner to me. She's not bad, but I mean, her dog has a real bed and a couch and a sweater, and she jumps on the bed sometimes. You know, just little things. And I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, your dog's a little overboard. You got a little too much love for the dog. But Shay doesn't have kids. How much does that play a role in it? Single women with dogs. Single people with dogs. Is there something about being single? Because they don't, you know what I'm saying? And they don't have kids. Do people without kids who have dogs? Does that matter? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe that has something to do with it. Young Pat, what's happening, homie?
What's going on, partner?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, yeah, you know.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homie Young Pat on the line. All right. Young Pat.
What up?
What's going on, man? I'm glad you called the line because now I have an extreme. So far, I've had an extreme person on the line, and now I have a white person on the line.
Yeah.
So you can keep it. Of course. In the short time that I've known Young Pat, all right, Pat probably got more black in him than white. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? But hey, Young Pat, I'm having a very interesting show that you gotta. I'm having a very interesting show this week. That you got to make sure you attend, all right? All my white friends got it. All right? You'll see it when I post it up. You know which one I'm talking about. You don't want to miss it. All my white friends, Wednesday or Thursday show, you got to be here for it. I need you guys, all right? Because it's addressing a race issue, all right? So I need you guys on the show.
All right, crackers, let's rally up and call in.
No, Pat. See, you haven't heard the show enough. To understand that I don't view white people as crackers. I view crackers as crackers. See, a cracker is a white person who is a racist, who don't like black people just because they black. It's not the same thing as just being white. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
We've established that on K100 as ironclad rule and law. If anybody on the show uses the word cracker, if I use the word cracker, I'm not talking about all white people. I'm talking about white people with a superiority complex who think that they're better than black people for absolutely no reason. You see what I'm saying? Except the fact that they're white. That's the difference between a white person and a cracker. You feel what I'm saying? Now, let's go ahead and get into the show because we're going to ask some questions. And question number 5 is really the one I want to get to. But I'm going to start from the top. So here we go. Question number 1. Do people who treat animals like people annoy you?
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's some extreme things that you don't like when people do that people do pertaining to animals? What's an extreme animal lover to you? Give me an example.
Okay. How about when I'm walking through Home Depot and this bitch got her little dog in the fucking shopping cart walking around?
That's too much. That annoys you? That annoys you right there?
Yeah, that annoys the fuck out of me because that little dog be fucking barking and yapping and getting on my goddamn nerves. It's like the whining, crying kid on the leash that white people walk around with.
I don't know. I didn't know they let pets in the Home Depot. I didn't know that.
But, I either until I seen this bitch walking through there with her little dog in a fucking shopping cart pushing it around.
So people who let their pets go into public places annoy you. That does get on your nerve though, because it's like I don't want to be around your dog like that. Like that's your pet. Like it should be at home. Why the fuck do you have the dog out with you like this amongst other people? Because now you're subjecting us to your pet, and we may not be pet lovers. You feel me?
Exactly.
So I think it's a little just annoying. I think that in general is annoying. When people think that you should be okay with it.
It's a damn safety hazard because when your dog pisses in the cart and it runs down onto the floor, I can slip and fall and bust my ass and I'm going to sue you and the goddamn store.
So you just, what's another example of extreme behavior when it comes to pets?
Goddamn letting your dog sit there at your feet while you're eating dinner and you just goddamn feed him off your fork.
Yeah, that right there, that's extreme and fucking nasty.
Right? Exactly. And then you're going to eat off that same damn fork that your dog just had his ball licked and tongue off.
Right.
You just fucking your dog's dick.
Right. That's just fucking nasty. Like, that right there, if I see somebody do that, I'm not going to eat at their house. Ever. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm not even going to go over there.
Yeah, I don't want to be at your house because you let your dog... You let your dog, and I don't give a fuck how much you get it groomed and all that kind of shit, it still licks its own ass and balls. When it goes outside, it sticks its nose in anything that it can, and a dog constantly wipes its nose with its tongue constantly. That's their natural instinct to swipe their nose with their fucking tongue and lick their tongue and shit to clear it, to clear the phones off of it so they can have a clear smell. That's why they do that shit, so they do that constantly all the time. So even when they go outside and they stick their nose in some shit, and a dog will sniff any fucking thing from shit to vomit, whatever. It will get close. You know, it's just, I don't understand people who let who do that shit. The shit is just fucking gross and nasty.
And then on top of that, if you got a fucking cat, you got the cat box inside, the dog gonna eat the cat shit.
Right. I don't know. I can't, these people are crazy. I don't know.
For real.
Okay, so question number 3. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
man. I mean, that shit fine. I mean, goddamn, how else we gonna eat a fat ass steak?
Well, you could be a vegetarian. That's what the real super duper extreme motherfuckers gonna say. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to eat animals. But I'm like motherfucker, you still killing plants. Plants are alive too, right?
Wait, and then on top of this, a vegetarian still eat fish and chicken.
Yeah.
They just don't eat red meat.
Yeah, some vegetarians don't eat none of it. You feel me? You know, and those are the real real extreme ones. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean,
those are the super crazy ass.
Yeah. They don't even eat cheese because it's made from milk or some shit like that. I don't know. They just out of control.
Huh.
But I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never thought killing something for food. You feel me? Is bad. Of course, if in 2012 we get a race of aliens that come to this motherfucker and they eat human. You feel me? We ain't gonna feel so goddamn hot about that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I'm scared enough, I don't know about you.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, it's okay when it's not us. It's how we look at that as people. It's okay because it's not us. It's okay to have slaughterhouses, but we just grow shit just to kill it because it's not us. That's the cruel nature of mankind. All right? That's how we are. You feel me? Some people will tell you. Even some people have taken it so far as to say it's in the Bible that we can do that. And that's a whole nother fucking discussion. And I'm not finna get on tonight. Because we'll be going back and forth. And I ain't got that kind of time. All right. Last question, though.
That's the whole show.
I mean, it really is because then in the Bible, it has what you can and can't eat and all that. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you can't eat the pig or, you know, in certain religions why you can't eat this, but you can eat that. And, you know, it's just a whole nother animal. You feel what I'm saying? So, what do you think about hunting for sport? What do you think about hunting people who kill deer and shit?
I feel like I'm trying to figure out who the fuck this is creeping into my driveway. But, hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
That bitch stupid as hell. Never mind, we good.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, hunting for sport. I mean, that's a whole nother motherfucking topic. Like, I mean, some people find this cool. It don't really, like, bother me, but I personally don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's cruel? Do you think it's cruel?
Do what?
Do you think it's cruel when they do that?
Again, like, I mean, I'm kind of like, I really don't even have an opinion on that because it don't directly affect me in any way. Like, if I go to a cabin, like, out at Lake Lanier or something, and they got a deer mantle head up there on the fireplace and a bear rug and shit, like, I find that kind of relaxing, but personally, I'm not going to go to that extent.
Okay, I think the hunters, I don't like hunters who do it just because. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you really don't have to hunt deer. You feel me? Deer are really peaceful animals. I'm just saying. We got if you want to eat some deer meat or whatever, I guess you can say. I don't know, man. But those motherfuckers that be on ESPN on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings and shit. You feel me? Those motherfuckers, they do that shit for sport. It's a sport to them. The sport of hunting.
Yeah, that shit's cool.
You
now,
feel
like,
what I'm saying?
If I walk into somebody's house and they got a deer head mounted up on the wall, and then they take me to the freezer where they got the whole deer chopped up in steaks and turkey and all that type of shit, I mean, that's straight. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's just like a memorabilia item, like a fucking baseball from a baseball game, but just kind of a whole nother level.
So what you're trying to compare is a baseball from a baseball game to a living creature's head on your fireplace, Pat.
Yeah, that really didn't kind of work out right there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've had to kill
him right now.
Yeah. that didn't work out. That's not the same thing. You know what I mean?
I really didn't think about that one.
Yeah. That was a living, breathing creature that was walking around minding its fucking business, and someone shot an arrow through his heart and let it bleed to death and then cut its throat and then chopped it up into little pieces and stuffed his head with shit and then put it on the mantle. But it used to be alive. It had kids. It procreated. All kind of shit.
Yeah.
Not quite a Babe Ruth signed baseball card. All right.
No,
so,
never. Yeah, kill me again one time, please.
Okay. Yeah, it's not the same thing. Okay, last question. What role do you think race plays in how people treat their animals?
I don't think it really plays any kind of role. It just depends on the person mentality and what they're comfortable with. Because, again, Shay's an extremist. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really just think it's a 50-50 shot.
You think so? So what you're saying is to me now, this is why I got to make sure you're saying 50-50. Do you really think that it's the same amount of black people who are extreme animal lovers as white people?
Well, yeah.
Hell no.
Put it that way.
No.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Hell no, it ain't. We know it ain't.
Yeah.
No, listen, man. We know. We don't have to be racist to have this conversation, okay? We fucking know there's a difference between black people and white people. There are some things that you can say about black people and white people without even being a racist that are just ironclad. Not 100% because everybody's not the same. But if I say something like, white people really don't have any rhythm. Duh. What are you going to say? Yeah, for the most part, you're kind of right. They can't really move and dance like black people like that. You feel me? Not all white people are like that, because then you're going to break out. You can have a Justin Timberlake. You can have a white boy with some soul. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like my homeboy, like John B. or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. You feel me? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you've got examples of white people who don't fit the actual mantra of the average white guy. But if I say that, nobody's going to say that's racist. They're going to say that's per capita. You're about right. They just don't move like black people do. You feel me? That's not racist.
Yeah.
So to say that for the most part, white people are extreme animal lovers on average more. If you go to PETA and tell me, PETA, open up your books and tell me the race of most of your members, I guarantee you less than 15% of those people are black.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, I agree with that.
Members of PETA. You feel what I'm saying? I bet you less than 50% of them are black.
I agree with you.
In my pocket right now on that.
Yeah, I put money on it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because it is what it is. It's a cultural difference between black people and white people. I don't know. Like I said, I just told you from the black side, from the nigga side, what it could be, why we don't fucking get into animals and love them like that, because for so many years we were treated worse than fucking animals. People treated their fucking horses better than they treated slaves in the back in the day. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They treated their livestock better than they treated us. So when you black, you feel me? It's something in you that be like, fuck a goddamn animal. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, though. I'm right there with you. Like, I fucking hate cats. I like dogs. That's one thing that pisses me off. Like, someone let their dog lick them in the face. I don't like that shit. Like, for real. Like,
that's nasty as fuck. You a nasty motherfucker. If you let your dog lick you in the fucking face, you nasty motherfucker.
For real.
Kill
yourself if you do that.
Yeah. I gotta go back to Shay's line. Before I go on to LL, she's next. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, Pat. Yeah! You got anything?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Man, okay. Let me start off, man. Okay. Motherfucking Friday night, right? Goddamn. Okay, they invite me out to this little art party and shit. You know what I'm saying? I told you about it. They wanted my little company or whatever. They like, yeah, everybody's drinking for free, and we got bottles on deck, man. Come hang out, man, drink with us, then go off to the other little party. I was like, all right, cool, I do that. Bro, I show up. These motherfuckers is charging per goddamn drink. The place is so goddamn packed, which ain't a bad thing. It just kind of pissed me off because I don't like being around motherfucking people. They said it's going to be a small little get-together, probably about 20 to 30 people. Bro, I show up, it's 50 people outside the goddamn door and 100 people inside the spot.
And they was charging, huh?
No. And then they charging for the drink because so many people showed up. You know what I'm saying? You can go in there and kick it for nothing. But who wants to do that when they got bottles all over and they talking about everybody got a glass, but motherfucking you tell me I can drink for free, goddamn it. I show up, you talking about you want some money. Nah, fuck that. So, goddamn it. And then, on top of that, what's up, man? I'm sorry, I'm going to go on a rant.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just mash this while I go on to the rest of the callers. I'm going to mash motherfuckers who tell you they got free liquor at a party, and when you get there, the shit ain't free.
Yeah!
That's for them. All right? Stand by. All right?
All right.
Before I move on to LL, Shay.
Hey, come back to me.
All right. LL, what it do, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Michigan Girls up next. LL. I can't hear you if you're talking. L, I'll come back to your line. Call back into the show. I can't hear you if you're talking. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, shit. No, now it's open. L. Okay, she's still not talking. Anyway. I'll come back to you, L. Michigan Girl, what it do?
What's going on? What's up?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. All right. We're talking about people extreme for these goddamn animals. This is episode 164. I don't know why I put 165 on that fucking post. It's episode 164. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'll straighten it out. So, Michigan girl. First of all, it's Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Yeah! What you got for me?
I'm good.
You don't got nobody to mash. Nobody did nothing to piss you off over the weekend. Kids ain't piss you off in the past week. Huh?
You know what? I'm not gonna mash. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not mashing nobody.
You can mash your kids if you want to. Do you want to mash your kids for something?
I wanted to, but then I actually feel bad now if I did, so I'm not gonna do it
since the babies.
Since the poor child had some issues. I mean, at first I was mad, but you know, I ain't gonna mash. But I was gonna mash my daughter. I was already, but I ain't gonna do it.
kids. All right, moving on. Episode 164. First question. We talking about these extreme fucking pet lovers, these extreme animal loving motherfuckers around here protesting by every little motherfucking thing, letting their dog lick them in the face, all up on their beds and shit, feeding from the table, motherfuckers. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers. Alright, y'all are extreme with these goddamn animals. Some of y'all need to cut this bullshit out. Some of y'all is black. Yes, we got black people who do this type of shit. My friend Shay was on the line. She buys her dog a sweater for the winter. It has a bed.
She didn't buy her sweater, she said. Her sister bought the sweater.
She bought a sweater one time, and then her sister bought her another one. She buys clothes for her dog. That's too much. For niggas, that's extreme, okay? If she was white, I might be like, that's par for the course. But she black. Okay? She black. Type of shit I'm talking about. I'm going in on her today. Anybody else? Anyone of you up on the line? Buy sweaters and shit for your animals? Hit the fucking number one. Alright. One. Yeah. Okay, first question, Michigan girl. Do people who treat animals like people annoy you?
Sometimes.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, like some things if you have a little, you know, like okay, and maybe it's a woman thing, I don't know. But, like, the little bitty cute dogs, you know, some stuff you expect to kind of do, like maybe put the little bows in their hair, and that's cool. But, like, some people that just go way overboard, they let the dog sleep with them. And I've seen, like, people that dress their dogs got real diamond collars and, you know, they got fur coats on the little, you know, fake fur coats on the dog. Now, that's extreme, so that's why I said sometimes they annoy me. If you got a little cute dog and you may do little cute things, you can kind of deal with that. But when you're carrying the dog around in your purse and you all in the store and the dog pops his head out and scare the shit out of me in Walmart because you done snuck it in, you getting on my nerves because you just couldn't leave the dog in the car with the window cracked while you ran in Walmart. You had to bring the dog in the store.
Well, it depends on how motherfucking hot it is. Some white motherfucking people and some stupid-ass niggas were trying to get you locked the fuck up for that. And you motherfuckers, by the way, are mashing.
Yeah.
If you a motherfucker who ever took
the dog at home, man.
Hold on. Hold on. If you the motherfucker who ever called the police on the motherfucker because you was walking your punk animal-loving ass through Walmart and seen a dog with the windows obviously cracked in that motherfucker, but you feel like it's just too hot out here for that animal, you're so cruel, you took the time out your motherfucking way to call the motherfucking police and actually try to get a motherfucker locked up for that, you pussy motherfucker, you get on my motherfucking nerves. All right. So give me some more examples. For question number two, give me some more examples of extreme behavior.
I hate to see people kissing their dogs or letting their dog kiss them while in the face. The dog sitting in your lap while you at the dinner table and you feeding them even if it's with your fingers. I ain't never eating at your house. Don't cook none for me. Or you feeding them with the fork and then you eating with the fork and spoon. That shit is just nasty. just, I've seen just some, like, crazy stuff. Like, I've seen people that have little dogs, and the dog has their own room, like, with furniture. Like, I guess Shay would say her dog has a little couch, but I've seen people that have, their dog has a whole bedroom with a bed, a real bed, and, like, a little couch and a little play area. And I'm like, really? Y'all doing way too much.
I mean, let me make one thing clear, okay? Let me make one thing clear. In defense of Shay, in defense of poor Shay on the show.
No, I want to say
one thing. If you fucking rich and you got an 8-bedroom house and you don't have but you and 2 kids and you just got another room sitting over here not doing shit, you want to fuck
your own damn room. I'm sorry.
And fine, I think it's fucking retarded anyway. I'd use that motherfucker for a closet before I give it to a fucking dog. Okay?
Right.
All
right?
That's what I would do. It'd be another closet. If I got that kind of money, I need a whole closet for shoes anyway, motherfucker, and clothes. I need a whole room for that shit. So I might have a room for that shit. You know, I can make a game room. I can make a fucking, I can think of 8
I have a whole bunch of stuff to do in an 8-room house that don't require a dog to have a room, especially if I'm rich. I got a movie room, a game room, a meat room. If I got a husband, he got a room over there. Everybody can have an extra room except the dog. I'm going to find some stuff to do besides for the room for the dog.
I can justify it because they're rich, but fuck it. I ran out of shit.
No.
The dog don't need a fucking room. It doesn't even need its own fucking couch. Shay. Okay.
Along with the dog and his
her extreme dog activities. That's my friend. She knows how I feel about the extreme dog activities, okay? I told Shay numerous times, Shay, you know, if you want to get a husband, you know the dog must go. The dog's going to have to go, Shay. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Well, no, she might find a man that's willing to, you know, accept it or deal with.
No, she's not. See, you're sitting here. See, this is the type of shit you got. Don't say that to Shay. Don't say that to single women.
It's a possibility because I know women that are married. Oh, you know what? Another thing.
You're not helping, Avina. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, for real? You didn't call it the real name?
Look, you're not helping these single women out here who really, realistically, in their brain. To make up for whatever they don't have going on, have these dogs and have all this extra time and attention to give to these animals, you're not helping them lock down and secure a man.
I know women that's married that have a dog, and so they
you're not gonna find a man who's okay with treating you like that. And furthermore, single ladies, I highly suggest that you don't put that as a requirement for your relationship, okay? If you're going around, you're looking for guys, you're trying to get hitched and all this kind of shit, and you got it, and you're an extreme pet lover, and then one of your requirements is that the guy be one too. Do you realize how fucking much you have slimmed down the pool, especially if you're a fucking black woman? Do you realize?
He doesn't have to be an extreme dog lover. He just needs to be able to tolerate the fact that she might be an extreme.
I know how to tolerate the dog being on the couch, tolerate you buying a sweater for the dog. Even niggas who I know love pits and shit like that ain't with all that extra shit.
Okay. Oh, I got one more thing that went to the other question. Like, people at work that's got, like, my baby and all of this, or like, and they got the dog in the frame with the pictures up there with the kids.
My,
I mean, sometimes it gets a little bit too much. I mean, I can understand if you just got like a family picture and the dog is in the family picture, but I mean, some people got like a whole picture, just a frame or just a collage of the dog, and they got more pictures of the dog than they got of their kids. I'm just like, really? You love the dog that much? Okay.
Dumb motherfucker. Okay. Those people really just, I don't know what to say about these people. Okay. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
Nope. Gotta eat, love me some steak. Oh, and some beef and all that good stuff. Yep, chicken, all that. Nope. Kill them. I need to eat. I'm not gonna be a vegetarian. I mean, I love salad and all of that, but I need some meat in my life.
Okay. Really? Okay. All right, my bad.
Yeah, really.
My mind went there. I got a bad mind. Okay. okay. Do you think hunting for sport is cruel?
Actually, I do think hunting for sport is cruel. Like, if you hunting, you know, like you want some rabbit or you gonna really eat it, that's fine, because I mean, my great grandfather, he used to do that. But just going out there and say, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna go shoot a deer just because I want to chop off the head and mouth it. I mean, what the deer done did to you? It's just out there chilling, minding his business, or you know, whatever. So that's
a little. You think it's cool? Okay, last question. What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals? Right? Do you see an extreme difference in how black people treat animals and treat their pets and how white people do it?
Yes. I mean, I've just noticed, and it's nothing against white people, but I've just noticed that white people tend to be more of the extreme. I mean, we do have some extreme black people, but not as many as white people. White people, the dog becomes a part of their family, and oh my God, when the dog dies, like a real family member. And I know you can be attached to your pets, and maybe I've never had a pet, so maybe I just don't understand that. But I mean, I'm just saying, they seem like they take it way more overboard than black people do. You know, most black people have dogs that they keep outside, or you know, they might have an inside dog, but you know, it is what it is. It's a pet, and I mean, you know. You might be a little sad if the dog died. You had it for a long time. The kids might be a little upset, but you're going to move on. I mean, I know a lady, I mean, literally, she mourned for like months when her dog died. I mean, really, she just bust out crying. I mean, seriously, she was
what the fuck is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you fucking people? I mean, really? Really? I've seen somebody have a dog funeral. A funeral, a gathering, had an obituary with the fucking dog picture on it. What the fuck is wrong with you? These people are crazy. I don't understand.
And we'd be like, what the hell? We thinking something really wrong with her. And she'd be like, oh, I was just thinking about, you know, when, I forgot the damn dog name, but when she used to jump up on my lap and kiss me on my head. I'm like, really?
All right, wait a minute. I can't stop laughing. Wait a minute. Wait, you fucking people are crazy. Okay, look, let me ask you this. Why do you think I told you my reason why I think there's a deep cultural difference between how white people treat animals and black people. But what do you think is the reason why? What do you think is the reason why black people and white people treat them differently? Why?
I think that is, you know, that you made a valid point. But I also just think that, you know, white people look at animals like kind of a real true extension of their family, and so they're going to, you know, treat them like part of the family, whereas black people tend to look at dogs or cats, whatever the case may be, as what it is. It's a pet.
Why, though? I know that's the difference. You can establish that. Why do you think, I told you my reason why. But why do you?
That's a good reason, but I just really just think I just think white people just a little bit extreme about some things, and pets can be one of them. I mean, and we just don't get into pets like that. It could be some, like you said, something deep-seated in us, but I just think we just can't get into animals like that. They are to most black people, they just are what they are. They're pets, but white people just go way to the left with it, and I just really don't know why. I don't know if they're trying to compensate for something or what.
I don't know. But like I said, for everybody who's on the phone line right now.
They trying to compensate for something. I mean, I don't know, but they just go real far to the left. And then you do have a few white people, but the norm is that they really are, you know, all the way to the left. But you do have a few white people that treat pets like what they are, pets. But for the most part, the majority do, you know, get a little extreme. And they treat them better than a bum on the street. They'll walk over a bum on the street and won't look sideways, but like, let their dog have a, let them see a stray dog. Oh, dear, let's take it home and clean it up and see if we can find the owner and really kill yourself. I'm sorry. Okay, I have
to. I said, 713 is up next, 850-619 is after that. So 713 is next caller, 850-619, you have to 713. Hold on, I'm coming to you. I said that I think the reason why, because I got like about 10 people who just jumped on the line in the past couple of minutes who probably didn't hear my rant about why I feel like black people and white people have an inherent difference in the way they view animals. And I feel like as black people, in the black culture, for so many years, we were downgraded, we were degraded and treated lesser than dogs, lesser than animals, lesser than pets by a lot of white people. We have a cultural disdain for those motherfucking animals behind that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I think that that has a lot to do. They stick their dogs on us. They stick their dogs on us to hunt us down when we were slaves. They stick their dog on us and with water hoses. You know what I'm saying? When they was beating us with billy clubs in the 60s. Okay, they used to treat their lives. Their livestock used to be worth more than the price of a black human being. When you take all that shit into consideration, that has a lot to do with why black people really don't give a fuck about animals like white people do. You feel what I'm saying? I think that has a lot to do with why we like that.
I would agree with that. And even to this day, some white people still treat animals or care more about animals. Like when you were talking about the Michael Vick thing. They wanted Michael Vick to do all this time in jail, but, you know, somebody else can kill an actual person or kill a kid, rape a kid or whatever, and ain't nobody going to protest, ain't nobody going to do shit, but he fought some damn dogs, and y'all want to jump up and down, scream, holler, protest, oh, he needs to spend all this time in jail. Really,
right.
I mean, it's hungry kids, it's starving kids, it's adults, it's all kind of people that need help, and y'all worried about some damn dogs. Yes, I mean, they animals, and they should, you know, you don't just mistreat them like that, but damn, I mean, it's people all over the world in the United States alone that's being mistreated, and I don't see y'all jumping up and down, you know, trying to help them like y'all worried about these damn dogs.
Exactly. And so, like I said, that pisses a lot of black people off. That's what a lot of white people don't get it. You feel me? I'm not saying every white people are the same, but I think the cultural difference, the inherent underlying thing about why black people and white people have a very different view on pets and animals is because for years, black people, especially black Americans, were treated worse than the fucking livestock and the fucking pets in the fucking household. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that has a lot to do with it. So white people, y'all got to understand that we really just don't give a fuck about these animals for the most part. Now, you do got some people like Shay who dress their dog up with sweaters and shit. That's not normal. Shay is not normal.
No, you didn't say she is not normal.
She's not normal. Shay does not treat her dog like the average black person, and she damn well knows it. She keeps hitting the number one. Yes, Shay.
Yeah, I do. I keep hitting the number one because I have to defend myself. First of all, in terms of the dog having separate rooms, yes, I was one of those people that my dog had a separate room, and it wasn't a bedroom. It wasn't a big room that another bed could fit in. It was like a little laundry room or like a little hot water room, and that was so to keep her in her own little enclosed space to keep her from getting on top of everything.
I'm talking about a real bedroom. I mean, like a full room.
I know. I'm clearing that up. I'm clearing that up for Blue because I know where he was going with it.
I wasn't talking about you in that instance, okay? I wasn't talking about you in that particular instance. I was talking about you when I'm talking about people who dress their pets up in clothes and have couches for their dogs. Really?
And I wasn't done. And in terms of, like, you know, whenever I do find a man, a good man or whatever, obviously the dog is going to take a back seat to the man. The dog is what I would call a replacement companion right now, something for, you know, just to spend time with, something to be there. But, yeah, hello, I'm not going to fuck the dog. So, yeah, the dog's going to have to go.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, do you realize how many women...
I don't expect the man to, like, come in and be like, oh, well, yeah, we're going to have this dog. She's going to chill up on the couch. Let's watch TV. No, the dog is going to be wherever the hell the dog is going to be, not up in there in my business.
Okay, what I'm saying is, do you realize how many single women, I'm coming to you 713-850, hold on, but do you realize how many times I had a back and forth with two separate women. One was black and one was white about, they put up a post basically saying on Facebook, if a guy really wants to be with me, he'll accept me for who I am, how I am. I love my dog, and I treat my dog like a child. If he can't deal with that, he's not the guy for me. Bitch, you will be alone for a long
time. Well, then she will, and she's stupid for putting that up. Because, you know, you have a dog as a companion, not as a replacement for a human. When you're in a relationship, when you're married, when you have children, that's your priority right there. The dog, like I said, is a companion because I don't have that stuff right now. So, obviously, of course, when I get that, the dog will be outside of wherever the hell she's going to be. I mean, that's just how it is. She will adjust. She's a dog. She is a dog.
True.
She'll get over it. I look like she will.
So, she's just a dog when it comes to you getting some dick. But she's
a dog. Oh, yeah.
foo-foo.
Put her little ass right outside in a heartbeat and build her a little doghouse and be like, baby, mommy loves you. There you go. You got a new house now.
God damn it. Shay, you're
I'm
just saying, this is K100. I'm telling you how it is, how it's going to be, how it always been.
When it comes to the dick, the dog, I'll take a back seat.
I can't marry a dog.
The
dog can't give me no
baby.
So
she can't fuck the dog. We got it cleared.
That's my point right there.
Clear it up, man.
I know what's most important.
I ain't mad at you.
When the dick's around, the dog got to go. Simple as that.
Of course. I think some kind of way I was going to be able to use that sound effect tonight.
There you go. Now you did it.
All right, stand by.
But wait, I have to mask the Mardi Gras parade. That's all.
Okay.
I had to get my mask in. I have to mask the Mardi Gras parade because they put up them dang porta potties in front of my house, had them people parking all up in my backyard, making all kind of rockets and ruckus and throwing them damn beads and plastic and everything, and it's all in my yard, and I had to go pick up a whole bunch of shit, even a damn baby diaper, and I ain't even got no baby.
Living in beachfront property.
Well, yeah, that too, but still.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
My luxury, not theirs.
One day a year, one weekend a year is going to be your goddamn pain. Deal with it.
I'm going to get a hotel room next time if I'm still in that spot.
Okay. That's cool, but you got to deal with it. You got beachfront properties. It is what it is. All right, stand by.
Okay.
All right. All right, stand by, Michigan girl. Before I go to 713, LL was in line, but she wasn't on the phone. LL, you here? Okay, she's still not on the phone, so I'm going to 713. 713, then 850-619. And then I see 361. 713, what's popping?
What's good, Blitz? You know what this is, man. Fifth Wall Lounge app, AGV, AKA Frost Fan Biz in the Famous Stand Up.
What up, nigga? What's popping, man? AJ Fan Biz in the building. You know what I'm saying? Texas, holler at me. You dig? Hey, man. See, this conversation is crazy, ain't it, man?
Nah, it ain't crazy, man. You know, I'm about to really fuck your head up right now.
Hold on, before you go any further. It's Mashing Motherfucker Mondays on K100. Yeah! What you got for me before we go any further?
Man, let's see. Oh, goddamn, so many motherfuckers I'm on the mask. But the main motherfuckers, man, once again, I want to mask these cross-dressing ass faggots, bro. This shit is getting out of line. It's an epidemic that's spreading all over the United States, man. I want to mask any motherfucking man who was born a man that was smacked on the ass and with a dick present, and the doctor said it's a boy, that realizes that they're a man but still want to cross-dress and be like, they get fucked like a woman. I can't understand that shit for nothing. This shit depresses me. It upsets me. It angers me. It makes me want to stab myself with a rusty needle. I can't stand these motherfuckers, man. Smash the motherfuckers like 30 times if you can.
All right.
You ain't got to give them the whole mask. Just give them just partial something.
I got you. My fucking nerve. So stand by. And here we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put them down. Damn it, man. The hell is wrong with you? Oh, you was born that way. No, no, motherfucker, you wasn't. You was born with a dick. You were not born that way. You was born with a dick. You're making an effort. You're making a conscious choice to be what you are. Stop putting it on
me. When a doctor smacked you on your ass and they say, hey, it's a fag. You said, hey, it's a boy. God damn it, that's what you are.
Now I'm going to keep hitting the number one. Like right now. See, here they go. Now they're hitting the number one and they're going to say I'm gay bashing and I'm a homophobe. See, this is what happens when you say stuff like this on my show. People want to
not. Yeah, I'm not homophobic.
All you people
saying,
you're going to attack me now.
I'm not homophobic by a long shot. You know what I'm saying? I can respect the homosexual man as a homosexual man. I can respect the homosexual woman as a homosexual woman. But I can't respect a homosexual woman that dresses like a man, walks like a man, talks like a man, but still at the same time prefers a dick in them, which is the plastic one, and I can't respect a fucking man that's a homosexual man that still walks around like he got a pussy on him. You don't have a pussy on you. You have a dick on you. You was born as a man.
It's about the people who dress up like they're women and they're not.
That's what I'm saying. That's the whole thing. I don't care about you. Your sexual preference is your sexual preference. I don't give a fuck what happened to you because it could be shit that happens. Shit is traumatic. You know what I'm saying? He could have been molested by his uncle or cousin or whatever the fuck. I can understand that. Molested by niece or auntie or something. I can understand that.
Being molested doesn't constitute that because Trust me, being molested doesn't necessarily make you.
That's just not fun. Yeah, I understand that.
You're
but
trying
I understand,
to be,
man.
Okay, all right.
You what
so
you
I'm asking for you, though. I'm asking for you. I don't like. I'm not happy about the cross-dressing homosexual epidemic that's sweeping the country any more than you are, AJ. So once again, before we move on,
one more time already.
Episode 164. Five. I named it wrong. I don't know which one it is at this point. But we're talking about PETA. People extreme for these damn animals. All right. Let's get into it. 850-619 is on deck. 361 is after that. We got plenty of time. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. And not just because you got offended by what AJ and I just said, you motherfucker. You didn't want to talk about my other topic. Bitch, wait till I get there. AJ,
yeah.
But AJ, my friend, let me ask you a question.
Do
people who treat animals like people annoy you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Do you treat animal like people before I go any further?
Do I treat animal, man, you know, I've been a pit bull lover ever since I was.
I didn't say that.
Type,
like pit bulls too. I've had pits in my days. Being a pit bull lover don't necessarily mean you dress your pit bull up in fucking sweaters or let your pit bull eat from your goddamn table or draw a wallow all over your couches and shit.
Right. Some people do go to the extreme.
I like dogs. I'm in an apartment right now. When I move into a motherfucking house, I'm going to get me a dog, and my son want a dog, and I'm going to get me a dog, and it's going to be a pit. And I'm going to love that dog, but that motherfucker stand his ass outside. The motherfucker will not eat from my table. He will not wallow on my shit. I will not buy him fucking clothes, none of that shit. Because I like dogs, but I ain't no motherfucking extreme pet motherfucking animal lover. So now I'm asking you again. Do people treat animals like people or annoy you?
Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent. Because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, even me, man, when I have animals, man, I treat them like an extension of my family. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that may annoy some people, and it may not, but fuck it. Hey, that's who I am.
I mean, when you say, okay, let me get to the question too, because let me make one thing clear. And I think people are confused what the fuck I'm saying. I'm not saying treat your motherfucking dog like shit, like it ain't even, why even have the motherfucking dog as a pet if you're gonna treat it like shit? I'm not saying treat the dog like shit, because if you're gonna treat the dog like shit, don't even get a fucking dog and don't even have a pet. I've had pets. I know what it's like to have a pet, okay? But having a pet is not having another child. It's not having another person in the house. We're talking about extremity. So yes, if you get your pit bull and you love your pit bull and you spend time with it, you make sure it's all good. And, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you look out for the dog. It's your pet. That's the nature of the word pet. You feel what I'm saying?
Not really.
But I'm talking about extreme. So let me ask you the second question. What are some things to you that would dictate being extreme, an extreme animal lover? Give me an example. I just gave you a couple right there.
Well, shit, man, you know, for number one, man, dressing your fucking dogs up in clothes, that is a real big no-no. Taking your fucking dogs in the restaurants, letting your dogs eat at the table with you is unsanitary. You know what I mean? Let's see, having your own, like, your dog having its own sanctuary or whatever the fuck you may want to call it, that's out of line, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Putting your dogs before certain people in your family, that's some fucked up shit, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically how far it goes with me, but, you know what I'm saying? It's vice versa, man, because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when I get into my shit, man, when I be talking about my animals, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a pit bull that I just got right now, man. She's 3 months old, you know what I'm saying? And I treat my bitch just like she's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feed her. I make sure everything's good on her. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the same thing. That's just being humane. What are you going to do? Get the fucking dog and starve it to death in the backyard and keep it on the chain 24/7? Don't walk it? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about extreme shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? The people who treat these motherfuckers literally better than they treat people. That's what the show is about. I'm not a person who is an animal hater. I had pets growing up. When I move out of this apartment and I move into my house next year, I'm going to get a house with a big enough yard that my son can have a dog. He wants a dog. I want him to have a dog. I want him to learn how to take care of another living thing. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure it's good and all that. That's cool. But that's not extreme. That's standard pet.
From, though.
Say what?
that's where we defer from. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when I got, you know what I'm saying, when I had my first couple of dogs, they was in the apartment. You know what I'm saying? I had to train my dogs how to, you know what I'm saying? I had to train my dogs how to, you know what I'm saying, let me know when I had to, when they had to go piss and shit. You know what I'm saying? But my dog slept in my bed with me. You know what I'm saying? My dog, after a certain age, you know what I'm saying? My dog, I put my dog on the floor. I taught my dog, you know what I'm saying? She couldn't sleep in the bed with me. She had to sleep on the floor. You feel what I'm saying? My dog never came to the table with me when I ate. You know what I'm saying? She had her own section. He had an apartment and everything. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I say it's a little different for me.
I had to kill you just in case you didn't notice.
I heard you probably like two or three times.
You said your dog slept in the bed with you. That's over the top. That's extreme behavior.
Nah, man, I don't think that shit ain't over the top, man, to me at all, man.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, when I was a kid, man, come on, you talking about a kid, man, you know what I'm saying? You talking about a kid like
I'm a big
six,
fuck
you know what I'm saying, five, six, 7 years old, you know what I'm saying? This is my number one friend.
If you let that dog get in his bed, I'm going to pop the hell out of
him. My dog slept with me. Nah, my dog, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't extreme, like my dog was under the sheets with me and I was holding my fucking dog and shit like that. But my dog slept at my feet. You know what I'm saying?
At the feet on
the mouth. She slept at the feet. You know what I'm saying? She slept at the feet of me. You know what I'm saying? My dog slept in the bed with me.
Oh, at the feet on the floor.
Hey, no, I was talking about she slept at my feet, at the foot of my bed. You know what I'm saying? Behind my feet.
I know what you said. That's why I had to mark you. That's extreme behavior. It's a slight form of it, yet still you had to get the gunshot. Okay, next question. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
Yeah, fucking right. I mean, that's the law of the land, man. If you think about it, every motherfucker is, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you're a fucking human or a fucking ape or a fucking snail or whatever, man. It's the food chain, man. Survival of the fittest, man. The motherfuckers at the top of the food chain get to eat more. And we, you know what I'm saying? Even though we classified as humans because we can walk, talk, and we got senses and shit, all animals have senses and shit. We just the ones that's as intelligent at the top of the chain. You feel what I'm saying?
I think that shit is
the law of the land. Okay. You think I'll be, how the fuck you think I'll survive if I couldn't eat a fucking hamburger or pork chop or some shit like that?
But you don't have to eat animals. You can eat something else.
Man, I don't give a shit. Man, fuck that. I ain't no fucking vegetarian, man. I'm 310 pounds. I can't get 310 pounds off of eating greens and shit. I eat pork chops, hamburgers.
It's a tad bit hypocritical of you pet lovers to say that, because if somebody start lining up pit bulls and start opening a slaughterhouse for pit bull meat, you'd probably be the first one with a motherfucking sign saying, what the fuck?
Man, I think Hispanics do it all the time. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Advocate. Do dogs have more feelings than pigs and cows?
You say, huh?
Do dogs have more feelings than pigs and cows?
They have a closer bond to humans than pigs and cows.
Are you pondering that question? I'm going to ask you that question one more time. That should be the immediate answer. Do dogs have more feelings than pigs and cows?
No, but they have a closer bond to humans than pigs and cows.
Okay.
I mean, who would naturally eat? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying out of your basic instinct and my basic instinct, Which one of us out of me and you naturally would say, hey, I'm hungry, I'm going to go shoot this dog and eat the fuck out of it?
That's because of society. Society
it
for
has
you.
That has something to do with society, too, but I mean, some people naturally do it.
You can't pick and choose which one of the animals is the better. Because right now, if you take a fucking cow over to India, they would look at you like you were fucking insane for killing it because it's sacred over there. Okay? All right? The cow is sacred in the fucking country, way bigger than, with way more people than in America, okay? India is more popular.
I bet you some of them motherfuckers still eat cows.
It's sacred. So you can't sit here and tell me, I mean, that's our society. That's just because of where we live at, where we're at. That's all that is. That's the only difference. You feel me?
Okay. I give you that.
Okay. All right, so now, do you think, two more questions, 850-619, you up next. Two more questions. Do you think that hunting for sport is okay? Is that cruel or is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, shit, that, like I said, it's a lot of land, man. People have sport all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I have a certain, I gotta draw my line on that, too. If I'm going to go out and hunt a deer, I'm going to make some deer sausage. I'm going to have all kind of deer parts to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to just go out there and say, hey, I want to shoot a bear today. Bam! Here goes a bear. Oh, yeah, I feel like a big man. I cut the head off and put the motherfucker on the wall. Nah, I don't like that.
Okay.
If I like the taste of bear and I shoot that motherfucker bear, I guarantee he's going to be on the table by night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes.
It's okay to hunt if you're going to eat it, basically. Most people are...
Yeah.
People are taking. Of course, we know that on ESPN, they don't eat all that meat for the most part. That's really for sports.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's really sport. Okay, what role do you think race plays in how you treat animals?
Oh, man, it do play a big role. It do play a big role. You know what I'm saying? Like you saying earlier with the show, you know what I'm saying? A lot of black people do animals like that because they were treated better than animals. And there's a lot of white people that go really extreme with it because I don't know what the fuck, I don't know why, I can't dress my dog up, and I don't want to take my dog every single place I go, and I don't want to sleep with my dog. You know, some people, if you look at some of these motherfucking videos on YouTube and the bestiality shit, most of these motherfuckers is white. They fucking dogs and cats and sheep and all kind of shit like that, and I only want one kind of pussy. The female pussy of a human being. And that motherfucker got to be over the age of 21 now because I'm 28. So
okay.
It is what it is on that subject.
So you do admit openly, like I, of course we, and to deny this is just, I don't even want to talk to you callers on the line who are going to try to argue with me about the fact that it's a difference between black and white people. I'm not talking
to
you.
It is, man. If they say it ain't, then they fucking lying.
They're lying and they full of shit. But the question is, so you saying, do you have a, can you, besides, outside of what I already said, is the culture, is the deep-seated thing with black people, how we were treated less than dogs and less than humans throughout our years in this country, while we got that, like, fuck animals attitude, you feel me? Do you think any other reason besides that, or do you think that's really the real reason?
That's one of the real reasons, man. But then again, you know what I'm saying?
Naturally,
on my end,
you can't
see. That's the real reason. You know, that's one of the real reasons. But naturally, you know what I'm saying? As me, as a person, the way I am, man. If you think about it, man. Let's say, for instance, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a perfect example. Okay, you take your animal, dog, cat, whatever the fuck it is. You take this animal. You raise this animal. You take it from its natural mother and its natural habitat. Raise this animal. Everything that this animal does, you know what I'm saying? Everything that this animal wants and needs, they get it from you. So number one, that's gonna be your most loyal friend. That's the reason why I am lying with my pit bull. You know what I'm saying? If I'm naturally raised with my pit bull and my pit bull, I'm taking care of that motherfucker, everything that pit bull gets is from me. You know what I'm saying? I could leave my pit bull in the house all fucking day. The only thing I gotta worry about is this shit on the floor. I ain't gotta worry about the pit bull taking my fucking TV out the house. I ain't gotta worry about the pit bull taking my car. I ain't gotta worry about the pit bull fucking me over with my bank account. I ain't gotta worry about my pit bull fucking my friend. I ain't gotta worry about none of that shit. That's the most loyal thing, you know what I'm saying? Besides your children and supposedly, and I say supposedly real loosely, your significant other and your family.
We can't even compare that because we already know how that go down. And your family,
the most loyal thing that you have to you. You feel what I'm saying? Because it needs you for everything. And the only thing that it needs from you is love and care. It's going to give you the same thing back.
So let me ask you this. You brought up a real good point, AJ. I gotta say this since you brought up that fucking valid. That's a valid point. AJ brought up a valid point.
Okay. I'm going to keep it real, man.
But hold on. Do you think that's why... Okay, first of all, back in slavery days and Jim Crow and all that stuff, white people used to always say a dog is more loyal to you than anything else. And so some white people, white males, used to treat their dog better than their spouse. You feel me? Because of what you just said. But let's be realistic, dog, okay? I understand what you're saying, but let's be realistic. The dog can't drive, so it can't steal your car if it wanted to. You feel me?
It's like
you saying that the dog can't fuck up your bank account. The fucking dog can't read or write a check. That's why it can't do it. If the fucking dog had the ability to do it, how the fuck do you know if it would or wouldn't? You seen right. pit bulls turn on their motherfucking goddamn owners and fucking kill them or their kids. You feel what I'm saying?
You know,
so a dog has the natural ability to turn on you and be disloyal. For no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, but see, that's from natural neglect, man. If you neglect a motherfucker, of course.
I seen a nigga pit bull turn on him, and that nigga ain't never did shit to that dog wrong. And I seen that pit turn. Shocked the hell out. I was right when it happened. Shocked the shit out of me. Because when he turned on him, and we turned, I was blown. Like, I was frozen because I was like, I'm tripping because the dog, A, is fucking him up before I could come to my senses and try to help grab a dog or pull the dog off the nigga. I'm tripping because the dog turned on him, and this nigga treat his dog better than people.
I ain't never seen that. I never bear witness to it. I've heard about it, but I never bear witness to it. And then, you know, I pick and choose my crime phone dogs too. You feel what I'm saying? I want my dog from the bottle fed phase. You know what I'm saying? Or the training phase where I can train my dog. And
I'm telling
way,
you, I've seen a pit turn. I've seen a chow turn that was raised from a pup too. And I'm a dog. I know
that.
Yeah,
well, I see that shit all the time. I see kids do that all the time.
Feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm just saying, but I duly noted on your loyalty point, but at the end of the day, you feel me?
Yeah.
It can go down.
But it's a loyalty thing with me, basically, point blank,
okay.
too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, like you said, you got a valid point, too, so I'll give you a valid point thing, too. But at the same time, with me, like I said, man, all the dogs out there, them motherfuckers is loyal to me, even the ones that died on me. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? I ain't throw a fucking funeral and wear black suits and put the motherfucker in the casket and bury it under the ground and have a wake and shit for it. But at the same time, I did give the due respect to the dogs that passed away that I had. You know what I'm saying? And I do treat them good, and I do treat them better than some humans because half the motherfuckers that I fucked with was fake any fucking way. And my dog caught the vibe just like I did. Just like my kid catch the vibe on fake motherfuckers just like I do. You feel what I'm saying?
All right.
So it's not like a real duly noted, real deep comparison, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love my pits. I'm going to love them. But I ain't going to go extreme. And I do believe that there's an extreme measure. I may have some traits of being extreme because I cut for my dog more than I cut for some of these motherfuckers out here in the streets and some of these motherfuckers in my own bloodline and family. But at the same time, I don't think I'm really extreme.
I take partial credit
on the extreme part, but I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I ain't like the white, you know what I'm saying, I ain't the white folks, I'm going to tell you like that.
Well, you saying like the white folks, I mean, what does that mean? But we've already had it.
Like the white folks. You already know, we discussed it, we asked the questions, man.
We discussed it, I mean, we talked, okay, I'm going to go to the next caller because they waiting, hold on. You saying like the white folks, but what does that mean? Okay, hold on. All right, 850-619, thanks for holding on, thanks for calling the show, what it do?
Oh, not much. Just chilling out, just getting off of work.
All right, that's what's up. Thanks for coming
to the show.
Okay, who is it? By the nigga, I don't know this number. Who is it?
Lil Cheetah.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Thanks for calling the show. You feel me? 850-619 is in the building. Lakila?
Cheetah.
Cheetah. Cheetah. Okay. All right, well, thanks for calling the show, baby. Thanks for tuning in and talking with us, all right? So you've been listening to our conversation. Now, first of all, since I think this is your first time ever calling my show, it's Mondays on K100, and every Monday, I let the callers that's on the line, when they jump on the line, if they get through, I let them do what we call mashing motherfucking Mondays. That's when you can pretty much go off and tell me somebody just pissed you off or somebody's got on your motherfucking nerves lately. I give them the mash sound. anybody you'd like to say fuck you to real quick?
Nah, my nerves been good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and jump into it. Episode 164. That's what we're talking about today on K100 Internet Radio. Peter, people extreme for these damn animals. All right. Do people who treat animals like people annoy you, Cheetah?
It don't annoy me.
It don't annoy you. It don't annoy you when somebody walking around with their motherfucking dog all up in your motherfucking personal space like you supposed to love that dog. And you go to somebody's house and shit and they got their dog jumping all over you on their couch and shit, eating, trying to get big from the table and shit. That don't get on your nerves?
Well, yeah,
so
you taking that, yeah.
Okay. So people who treat their animals like people annoy you like it annoys everybody that's been on the show tonight. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you don't The only people that it doesn't annoy is other people who treat their dogs like animals. If you're not that kind of person, it's gonna get on your fucking nerves when people treat these motherfucking animals like people, because you don't do that.
You are. It do, because it's like, why do they do that? But I don't know. It's all right to say.
All right. Let me ask you. Give me some examples then. Question number two, what are some examples of things that you would call extreme animal loving behavior? Like, tell me something that you see people do with their animals, and you'd be like, man, what the fuck? That's a damn animal. Give me some examples.
People that, like, share, like, ice cream, or, you know, yeah, always want to have a dog up close to them, taking them damn near everywhere.
Yeah.
There you go, like riding in the car, dog hanging out the window at the drive thru. And they be barking at you and shit and tell the dog to fuck up.
Right. Don't you hate that shit? Don't you hate when you be somewhere and the dog be all out the window and shit, all menacing and shit, and the person look at you like, you better not say shit. Motherfucker, that bitch better not bite me, bitch.
Okay.
Lay that fucker down right in front of you, bro.
Yeah, that's how I be. As long as the dog don't bark, I'm fine. But as soon as the dog start barking, you know, we got a problem, because what's the dog barking for? But,
I don't know.
But it don't bother me. I had a mentor. She has so many dogs, like 5-6 dogs at one time, that
it's wrong with having a lot of dogs. It's about how you treat the dogs. I'm not against having a lot of dogs. You can have as many of them as long as the motherfuckers don't goddamn be jumping on your bed and couch and eating from you. Did you say licking ice cream? Did you say you seen a motherfucker share ice cream with a dog?
No. Yes. At this retreat we went to. Like, they had, like, get-together for the dogs, like, reunions or something. And everybody come, they bring their dogs, and they, you know, this one person was eating ice cream, drank a water out of the water bottle, put some in her hand, let the dog lick all over her hand in the bottle, and then drank the rest of the water. I'm like, oh, my goodness. A lot of people are crazy.
Was she white, by any chance? Was she white?
Yes.
I would have bet my last dollar that she was. I'm just saying. Look, I hope the white people on the phone line don't take offense to what I'm saying, but it is what it is, okay? There's some differences that are different between black people and white people. These are one of these extreme differences between us and y'all. Y'all got straight hair. We got curly hair for the most part. I mean, nappy hair, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, our skin is dark. We got melanin. You don't. You, for the most part, treat your dogs like people, and we just don't. I don't know where
some
to start.
Some of us just do, but that's the off ones. But no, we just don't.
What? I wonder. I talked to a white guy about this one time, and the white guy was like, "It just shows how barbaric." You know, he's one of the white people that was borderline. Actually, he wasn't a borderline cracker. He really was a cracker. He just didn't want to say it out loud, but he really the crap at heart, but he just didn't want to admit it because he was in the workplace. You know, I would have punched him in his fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? But, you feel me? I could tell deep down in Chloe behind closed doors at home, he really is a cracker. He just put on to act like he's just a normal white person at job, at work, because he got to work here. But he said one time he said some slick shit where I was about to snap on his ass. He said it just shows the barbaric nature of some people. And I'm like, motherfucker, what you mean some people? The motherfuckers who had slaves for 400 fucking years, bitch! Who the barbaric people? Anyway, next question.
So that's what you was referring to?
No, because I felt like, nigga, you was trying to infer that we were the barbarians, bitch. But we were the slaves, not the imprisoners. But I ain't going to go there. All right, next question. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
If you kill an excessive amount of animals.
Have you ever seen a slaughterhouse where they slaughter cows at? Have you ever seen one?
No, but I've seen somebody slaughter a pig before. Probably a pig that I used to feed my watermelon lines to.
And you hear how it screamed in bloody murder and pain when it cut it when he cut his motherfucking throat and let it bleed to death? You think that hurt?
I know it hurt. I'm always screaming. Yeah, I think it did. Poor pig.
I just want to make sure some of you people who who said, oh, no, it's all right. I got to eat like Michigan girl. Shit, I love me a steak. Fuck that. I got to have it. I got to have it. Fuck that. It's all right to kill him. It's food chain. It's top of the whatever. I want you to Google all you people who just so freely said and who answered question number three, do you think killing animals for food is cruel? I would like for you to do a little bit of homework for K100 Internet Radio. I would like for you to go and Google inside a slaughterhouse. You got a fucking computer because you're talking to me on this show and you know about it and you be on Facebook, motherfucker. Even if you got a phone, you two work on your Droid and your Crackberry. Google inside a slaughterhouse and holler back at me if you think killing animals for food is not cruel. All right? Just do that for me. Just a little bit of homework for you, K100. Just a little bit of homework for you. All right? Next question. Well, you didn't really answer the question. Do you think it's cruel or not?
Killing them for food, I think, is cruel. Yeah, that is some fucked up shit, you know?
You can't
just go around killing people. They eat, they boo-boo, and they breathe, just like humans. I'm saying they don't talk. They walk, they talk, they communicate in their own way.
They're talking their own languages.
They communicate in their own way.
You can't understand the Japanese unless you can speak Japanese, so you can't understand the dog unless you speak dog. Anyway.
Right. That's understandable.
Yeah, they just don't have the ability to create written word. That's the only difference.
Right.
Do you think hunting for sport is cruel? Like, when they go out there and kill the deer and stuff, do you think that's cruel too?
For sport?
Yeah, when you go out there and, you know, they kill the deer and then put the head on their fireplace and shit.
Yes, it is. I don't like to see them animal heads up there.
It doesn't really.
You know who it is? They probably thinking about some black person that made them mad back at their house. This is for them.
That's really racist of you to say. That's really racist of you to say. But you might be right.
I'm just saying. That's all. I just. I ain't racist, but it is racist. I mean, it probably is. But I like white people. All right.
So I like white people too. I just don't like crackers. Big difference. Question number five. What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals?
I don't know. I never really thought about that so much, but I don't know. Maybe white people, they just feel like that maybe they just like to take care of something. So like they're helping out or doing something.
I mean, black people like to take care of something too. We like to take care of our goddamn fucking kids.
That's what I'm saying.
So I mean, you said like white people like to take care of something as if black people don't.
No, I was getting to that point, but you just, you know, you on point, so you beat me there.
Let me ask you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to the next caller. I got some more people, and I ain't got but 10 minutes left. Let me ask you this: Do you think by any chance the fact that black people for so many years were treated so badly and treated less than, like they were worth less than a dog or less than a horse or less than a cow or less than the livestock of some white people, that would have a deep-seated cultural root in why black people don't really give a fuck about animals? Since for years we were treated less than animals by white people?
I believe, yes, that is true, you know, because this is, you know, the nature that we was brought up in, how things, you know, how it was with people. So, that's probably why.
That's just my own theory on it. Don't agree with me just because of what I said. Do it really make sense to you? What do you think about that? That's what I think, though.
If you look at things certain way, like how white people are and how they live, you know, it's more how more things are more of a white person thing and a black person thing. And it's the way that you're brought up and, you know, your family history, because, you know, that's what's instilled in you. Sometimes, you know, some stuff just passed down. And, you know, shit, really, you don't really see black people loving dogs like that. And you do, but not, like, to the extreme. Like a hoarder. You see most of the white people with 80 fucking cats with urine and shit all over their damn house. And motherfucking new litters and probably blood and every shit, piss, every fucking one. They just live like that shit okay.
Yeah,
and
those
see mostly white people.
Yeah, you see some black hoarders on there, but they hoard things. But the animal,
yeah,
the animal hoarders are mostly white.
They like one motherfucker had chickens in his house.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to. Look, I just gave my own theory. I want people to come up with their own shit. I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I just came up with my own theory on it. All right.
How much studying do you do?
Say what now?
How much studying do you do?
I mean, I'm a well-rounded, well-informed person. I do a lot of. I don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I watch the Discovery Channel and CNN, baby. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh.
In sports, you feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, that's what kind of person I am. I look on the internet, mm-hmm, articles and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't watch 106 and Park. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So when you talk to me, you got to keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I feel you. I understand. I'm just trying to know what you do so that way I can understand where you said it.
All right. That's
but what I understand where you're coming from. It ain't like it's just some dumb shit I said.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for calling the show. Call back if you can, all right?
All right.
Let's see if LL is back on the line yet. LL? Are you back on the line now, babe?
I'm back on the line.
Okay, I tried to come to you earlier, but you hadn't dipped out on me. So
I apologize about that.
It's all good. We still got 10 minutes left, and you're going to probably be the last caller because I'm not going to go into overdrive tonight because I started the show late. So you're probably going to be the last call if I can. I got one other person. I probably said that one other person, if they're still on the line.
We can get to them. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know what it is. It's Monday.
Yeah!
Real quick.
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm not going to even do it.
Even though you know you should match him, you're not going to do it.
I know I want to.
But do
but
it.
I'm not going to do it. Nope.
Match him.
I refuse to let my haters know that they exist. I'm going to keep it moving. What's the first question?
Episode 164. You're no fun today. You are no fun today. Peter, people extreme for these damn animals. This is what we're talking about.
I'm not sure if that's what PETA means. I think you added a word. But go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead, though.
Do people who treat animals like people annoy you?
Yes and no. Because my daughter has a toy poodle. Yes, they do annoy me. Not and no. Yes, they do annoy me.
Okay.
And she annoys me sometimes with this dog. But she loves that dog. She loves that dog to no end. She loves her guinea pig to no end. If she could take both of them everywhere we went, she would. And
she's a child,
She is a child.
I don't want to include children in the conversation whatsoever. I'm talking about adults.
Okay, I know the rules. I do know the rules that we normally don't include children. But before and this is the only reason why I'm including her, is before we got her dog, people who would carry their pets everywhere annoyed me even more.
Mm-hmm.
But she got this dog when she was 4, and now she's 10. And that dog has been everywhere with her and done everything, has moved, you know, changed locations, changed cities, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand kind of the bond that she has with her pet. Now, for grown folks to just go out and get a new dog and then they doing all that is crazy to me. Because she is a child and it is her pet. Like, that's her best friend. So I can understand it from the child, but for when adults do it, okay, maybe if you've got this old dog that's been with you forever and you do a little bit more than a normal person would, but that's just, you know, that's your best friend. I can understand that to a certain extent. Even with her, I have to tell her, no, Bella's not coming with us, or put Bella back in the kennel, or, you know what I'm saying? But for adults, I just think it should be, you know, more of, that's a dog. You know.
So how do you the thing about it is, you saying that, but then when she grows up and gets older, she I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's
when she grows up and gets older and the dog is still with her, then I'll have more patience for her and the dog because I know that he's with her and that dog. But when adults go out and get a new puppy and this dog has a puppy or big dog and this dog is just everything and you don't got no history, you ain't got no bond like that, that's crazy to me.
Hell, you, but see, right now, you're trying to, because what you're trying to say, and this is going off into left field, but what you're trying to say is the love that a child has, as an adult, you should not love like that no more because...
No, I'm not saying not love like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if there is no history, I'm saying if you're 30 years old and you just got this dog, there's no bond that you created, there's no history.
There's history when you get it from a puppy and raise it up to an adult, just like your daughter did.
Okay, like I said, if that's the case, then yeah, I have more tolerance, I have more patience for it. But if you 30 years old and you just got a dog, this ain't the dog that you have history with, and you doing all that for it, then that's crazy to me. Like you need to realize that's just a dog.
See, well, no, what I'm saying is, if I'm 30 years old and I get a dog, a pit bull as a litter, and I get the dog when it's just fresh off the litter, you know, 8 weeks after the dog has the litter, when they start selling the dog, and I had the dog from 8 weeks old, and then now I'm 36 and I've had this dog for 6 fucking years, that's the same amount of time. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is you're 30 years old. You're not 4. So you know from jump that that's just the dog, and that dog don't need to be sleeping in a bed with you, and that dog don't need to be going to the store with you, and that dog don't need to be doing all that other craziness with you because you're 30 years old. You ain't never had no dog before. I mean, okay, you take care of the puppy as a puppy, whatever, but all that extraness, you done lost your mind. You real lonely. You need to go make some friends.
Do you think people who do these extreme things with these dogs are lonely people?
I think, I think a lot of times people are the introverts, they cling the pets because they feel like they can't make friends or they're too shy to make friends or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So they cling to these pets so that they feel like if they feed these pets and they care for these pets are always going to be there for them. Unlike humans, we've had shows on Friends. Friends will turn their backs on you, just like you said, a dog will turn its back on you too. But they feel like they have a better chance because this dog, this pet depends on them, whereas friends can depend on you, can use and abuse you, and then still turn their back on you.
Mm-hmm. Do you think killing animals for food is, what are some extreme things that annoy you that people do? Just give me real quick some examples. Like, what's some shit that you see that just really fucking annoy you?
People walking down the street holding their dog. The dog got 4 legs for a reason. You need to walk. These little carrying cases and all that annoys the crap out of me.
Motherfuckers who have strollers for their dog.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
I don't think you should be able to have a stroller unless you have a child. If you want a stroller, go have a child.
Fuck, you got a stroller for that goddamn fucking dog, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay,
and the dog sitting in the stroller like, I really want to walk. Like, can I get a walk?
Really get people shit like that. Yeah. For the dog, bitch. For real?
Yeah,
bitch,
crazy.
A stroller for the dog?
Yeah.
What is wrong with I'm not finished with this conversation with LL, but let me take a quick pause and say, if you're listening to my show right now on the internet, you have about 60 seconds, and I mean literally 60 seconds, to dial 347-934-0966 and jump on the phone lines before the internet stops. My show is only scheduled for 2 hours, so even though we started at 9 o'clock and we went from 9 to 11 tonight, 50 seconds at this point, the actual internet portion of the show will stop streaming. All right, and so we'll go into the we'll spill over. I'm not gonna do a whole after party, but I will make sure I take LL's call and the other person that's on the line waiting also. So if you want to hear those two calls and you're on the internet, you gotta dial 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines, you're all good. Don't do anything. Just make sure you're in a good location where your phone won't dump out. Because if it dumps out, you can't dial back into the show in about 30 seconds. One time, 30 seconds. The number is 347-934-0966. If you want to hear the rest of the show, finish my conversation with LL and the next caller that I got, and I'll be ending the show. But you can't hear it unless you dial 347-934-0966. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, though. If you're going to sign out, K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm going to finish my conversation with LL. Join me on the phone lines. So, L, next question. Do you think killing animals for food is cruel?
I think killing anything is cruel, but I do like a good steak every now and then, too. I ain't even finna lie.
So you think it's okay to be cruel as long as it tastes good?
Throw some A1 on it. It's even better if it don't need A1. Then you really know how to hook up a steak.
Human beings are some cruel motherfuckers. only we would justify. Only we would just say just because we're at the top of the food chain, okay, to kill that. It's cruel. It's just that we survive. It's cruel. We have to do it, but it's cruel. It doesn't make it any less cruel. It's cruel what we do to these fucking animals.
It is cruel.
Like,
yeah.
It's cruel. I was just listening. I wanted to see how many people would actually sit here on the line and try and justify it. It ain't cruel. But it really is cruel at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean,
it really has
to scream and holler, if it goes through any pain, if anything goes through any pain, it's cruelty. Period, point blank.
We slice a motherfucking hog up the gut, that motherfucker squeal like a motherfucker, squirming, wiggling, trying to get the fuck away from you, because you are killing it.
I'm not going to watch, I'm not really big on pork. I mean, I do like bacon every now and then. I'm not big on pork. But if I ever watch what you're talking about watching, I would probably never eat bacon again. So I'm not going to watch it because I like bacon on my burgers.
I mean, most people probably couldn't stomach a steak again if they watched that. If you go and Google Inside a Slaughterhouse.
Yeah,
video.
I'm not going to watch it because I like bacon on my burgers.
You know, back in the day, you used to go around and knocking them unconscious with goddamn big sticks and then cut their throat. Had a guy walk around with a big stick and just beat the cows to death in the head so they were unconscious and then cut their throat. Yeah, that was his job. So, yeah. And we're not the most barbaric motherfuckers on the planet.
Who says we're not? They're lying.
Yeah, we are. Don't get your fucking horse. All right. Do you think hunting for sport is cruel?
Yes.
Like, shit like that?
Yes, especially if you're not going to eat it. Like, what's the point?
Right, exactly.
That's some real built-up aggression, just taking it out on the animals. That's the person that might really just kill somebody just because one day.
All right. What role do you think race plays in how people treat animals?
I think it plays, I want to say a big role, but I don't know if it's really that big. I don't know. I can't make an educated response on that, so I'm not going to.
What? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean, why can't you
answer? I mean, I haven't, like, really thought about that. So, I mean, I haven't done any research on that, so I can't make an educated response, so I'm not going to make myself sound dumb. I'm sure it plays some role in it, but, I mean, I can't really say how much. I can't give an honest opinion on how much because I've never really thought about it.
So but will you admit that there is a difference between the way white people treat animals and us?
Oh, of course. Yeah, all day.
You have no reason. You never thought about why. Just never thought about it.
Mm-mm.
Never. No reason. How about Did you hear my theory? Did you hear my theory?
What's your theory?
Okay, let me tell you my theory, and then you tell me if you agree. This is my theory. I think a lot of it, why black people don't treat animals the way white people do, is because for years we were treated so much less than animals. Our worth to white people was, you know, you could get in trouble back in slavery times, more trouble for fucking with a man's livestock than for fucking with his slave. Okay? You feel me? They treated their dogs, and they sick their dogs on us to hunt us down. They turned their dogs on us in Selma with their water hoses in the civil rights movement. For so many years, they treated animals like they were more important and worth more than us. Deep-seated, deep down in the root up under all of that, throughout the years, that was passed down from generation to generation to grandfathers, grandparents, great-grands, all that was like, fuck them damn
learned
dogs.
Learned behavior.
Yeah.
I could see that all day, yeah.
That's my theory.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That's the reason why when you bring that bougie girl over that got her little hand dog, her little lap dog, and you take her and she be trying to go in grandma's kitchen with that dog, grandma like, you need to get rid of her and that dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's just my own theory. That's what I think. All right. Oh yeah, I want to say I added you to that. Did you see that group I added you to? I want you to go in there and politic and talk to the people if you can.
I was at work, so I couldn't really respond to anything. But yeah, I'm gonna have to do that.
I created a page just for Florida artists only, and it's popping right now.
Yeah, it was blowing up. I seen that. Yeah,
it was popping. All right, well, just make sure that you, you know what I'm saying, if you get a chance to swing through there and holler at the people, if you can. All right?
Will do.
All right. Thanks for calling the show, babe.
Okay.
All right. Well, before I go off the air tonight, my other caller hung up. I guess they couldn't hang in there. I'm going to go back to Shay. Shay!
Yes?
I badgered you tonight, Shay, but you had it coming.
I knew you would. I was like, when I saw that post, I didn't do nothing but laugh at myself. I was like, I'm about to get it.
Yeah, you had to be the target. You're not the only black person I know, but you're the only black person.
You're the only
black person that who cheats your dog like that.
But I have to put out a disclaimer though, because see, like people who don't know me, like some of y'all that on the line know me. You know what I mean? It's like they probably think I'm like this weird. I'm not like that, you know. I got my dog as like a test run to see if I was going to be able to handle maternalhood. So, you know, I kept her alive, so I think I'm safe.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that on the air. You just said, prepared raising a dog to a child. I was trying to let you know, Shay, you just dug yourself deeper.
Let me tell you. Because, like, some people, at least I did try a little trial run. Think about the people who are not ready to be parents, and they go have the babies and can't take care of them, don't know what to do, ain't responsible and all that. A child is a whole lot more responsible, requires a lot more responsibility than a dog. So I figure if I can't handle responsibility of a dog, I know I don't need a kid. That's what I'm saying.
That's the reason why you feel like you treat your dog like a person. Just test run.
No, that's not why. I don't treat her like a person, but I care for her like I do because I don't have anybody else there at the house with me. So,
stay
with
me. Say it with me. Say, I treat my dog like a person.
I treat her like an extra little body in the house. All right. I treat her like a person.
Hold on. T. Lewis raised his hand before I was about to sign off. T. Lewis.
Yeah.
You want to talk?
I ain't gonna take up a whole bunch of time. I just wanted to say, Shay is the only black person I know that treats a dog the way she does. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever, T. Lewis. Whatever, T. Lewis.
And I'm out here in Arizona, and it ain't that many black people at all. And you are still the only one I know.
Whatever, T. Lewis. You would have to see my dog and see how I interact to understand that I'm not like.
Shay,
I'm your friend.
I'm your friend, Shay, and I've seen you interact with the dog, and that's why I put you on blast all night, because I know for a fact.
But I ain't that bad. She don't be getting all up on my couch, and she don't be jumping all up in there when I'm, like, got food, and, you know, I ain't all nasty with it. I mean, I've seen people that have dogs inside that I won't sit on their furniture, and I have a dog. Hello?
All right. You feel me?
Hello? I couldn't hear what you said.
I said if I felt like you were nasty like that, I wouldn't fucking eat at your house, and I've eaten that food from your house before. You feel me? So I don't feel like you're like one of them extreme people who let the dog eat at the table and everything. But you are extreme because you have clothes for that damn dog. That dog has a bed, literally, and a fucking couch. That's too much.
But okay? You know what, though? Okay, now tell the truth. And, you know, whenever you saw the dog, was she wearing the clothes?
I don't care. You got them.
I know, but like I said, most of that stuff was a gift. My sister gave that to her, but was she wearing it? When you saw her, was she wearing it? Was she like just wearing it on just a regular, just, hey, I'm just wearing my clothes today?
It was hot, so she didn't need it. But I wasn't there when you took her out in the cold and put the doggy in the doggy coat. I know you fucking did it, okay? I just wasn't there when it was cold. That's the only difference. Stop it.
All right, fine.
All right, fine. Stop it. Michigan girl, you want to say something else before we go?
Yeah, I've seen that inside of a slaughterhouse, and I'm still eating steak. Now what?
Ooh.
You a heartless bastard.
What's that? Damn, her. It's like that, really?
It's open, LL. Yes, LL.
Shay, don't feel bad, because Taya got clothes for her dog. She ain't got no couch, and, well, she do got a bed. But then again, Shay, she is 10, too.
Well, see, it started, the bed was for, like, whenever I go out of town and I take her, you know, somewhere else, because I'm not going to leave her in the house, you know. When I take her somewhere else so that she will have something to sleep on, like when I put her outside in their backyard or whatever, she'll just have something to sleep on, somewhere to be, because everybody don't have an area for a dog or whatever that won't tear up stuff. You know what I'm talking about? So that's why I got.
Don't even let him beat you up about your doggy bag,
so I can put her out in my sister's backyard while I'm gone, and she can feel like, you know, she belongs.
Feel like she's home in her nice comfy bed.
Yeah, like she can feel like she's home. Thank you very much.
No, man. T. Lewis.
Yeah.
If you met a chick and she had an extreme dog issue, and she told you, look, I mean, she likes you and everything, but this is how I am with my dog. You're gonna have to deal with it. Is it deuces or are you gonna deal with it?
I think it's gonna be deuces, because I actually made it.
I think it depends on
like
how
that.
Good that cat is, and he might deal with that dog.
Never put anybody in that predicament, so there.
I'm just saying.
You nasty. What?
Well, how about if I just mash from time to time and she can just treat the dog the way she wants to? How about that?
See?
Wow.
Now we have a question. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. If a guy feels like you put that much more importance over that dog than him, you're going to be a fuck thing. You're never going to move into wifey status. You got to let him, you got to make sure he understands that the dog will go if necessary, if it goes to the next level. All right? Little advice for all my ladies out here with dogs listening on the line, listening to the podcast. I'm just saying. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hey, I'm just keeping it 100. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, all right? Episode 164-05. I'll figure it out after I get done. Tita, people extreme for these damn animals. If you let your dog eat off your plate and then eat after it, you was a nasty motherfucker.
All day.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm out. Deuces.
Yep.
Thanks.